Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, the headlines first. Nominations for first-past-the-post system for November 20th elections taking place tomorrow. Election Commission says preparations for nominations complete. Landslide in Kanaka Sundari Rural Municipality 5 killed 7 members of same family. Nepal prepares to sign flight agreement with the USA and deadly bus truck collision in Western India's Maharashtra kills 12 people. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has said it has completed the preparations for the nominations of candidates for the federal and provincial elections set for November 20th. Organising a press meeting at the Commission's central office today, the Commission has said now the elections work will enter into the second phase with the nomination of the first-past-the-post candidates tomorrow. Addressing the press meeting, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapaliya says the Commission has completed the work of setting up the offices of returning officers and is carrying out the works of material procurement and dispatching them. He further says the Commission has made arrangement to complete the nomination in all provincial and federal constituencies within a day tomorrow. Referring to the continuous rainfall across the country for some days, the Commission says it is in close contact with the political parties and it is a bit flexible in the matter. The Commission has asked all aspirant candidates to nominate their names from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow in the respective offices of the returning officers. 7 members of the same family died in a landslide that buried the house of Ganesh Bahadur Sai in Kanaka Sundari Rural Municipality 5 of Jumla. The police say 2 others have been injured in the disaster that occurred early morning on Saturday. As said by the police, the landslide hit their house as they were asleep. The police and the local recovered all 7 dead bodies and the injured ones were taken to a health facility for treatment. Similarly, the bodies of 3 people who were killed in Putan landslide on Friday were retrieved. The incident occurred when a landslide buried the house of local Bom Bahadur Rahu Magar of Farinte at Mandabi Rural Municipality 4 in Putan. The police say the search and rescue effort for the other 3 who have gone missing is still going on. Moreover, 2 people were killed in Raksarang 6 of Makmanpur as they were buried in landslides. Meantime, the swollen rivers following incessant rain have inundated the river basin in different parts of the country. East Nawalparasi police say the Narayani River inundated a total of 144 houses in East Nawalparasi on Friday. Likewise, flood in the Rapti River and other local streams in Banka district have displaced 4,000 households. Chief District Officer in Banka, Surya Bahadur Khatri, informed that some 50 houses were damaged by the flood and inundation in different parts of the district. However, no human casualty was reported. Similarly, the police said in Dang, the flood in local rivers and along with the Rapti River has incurred damages in about 500 houses. As per the police update, 400 families in Vazani of Kailali were also displaced due to inundation. Police have recovered 3 dead bodies of a single family at Mohari Atoll of Bhimsen Thapa Rural Municipality 6 in Gurkha. The police said the dead bodies of him Bahadur Rana and his twin sons were found hanging in separate trees on Saturday morning. The police assumed that Rana killed himself by hanging in a tree after killing his sons. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi! मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal is preparing to sign a bilateral flight agreement with the USA. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation and Civil Aviation Division Chief Buddhi Sagar Lamichane said Nepal is preparing to sign bilateral air route agreement with the USA, Switzerland, Indonesia and Rwanda. Nepal has already signed bilateral flight agreements with more than 40 different countries. After the agreement, United Airlines and American Airlines from the USA and Nepal Airlines and the Himalayan Airlines from Nepal will have regular direct flights to and fro from Nepal and the USA. Chinese ambassador to Nepal Hao Enge paid a farewell call to Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota today. The Chinese ambassador paid a farewell call to the speaker at his official residence in Loinchur. Speaker Sapkota's secretariat said on the occasion he recalled that significant visits were held from China during the term of Ambassador Hao and congratulated her for completing her tenure successfully. Similarly, Ambassador Hao thanked for the support from Federal Parliament during her term. Meantime, Speaker Sapkota's secretariat has said he has left the official residence today itself. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 12 people were killed in India when a bus caught fire after hitting a truck on a highway in western India early on Saturday. The police said another 43 people with serious burns were taken to a hospital in Nasik, a city in Maharashtra state. As per the report in Press Trust of India, most passengers were asleep when the bus caught fire at about 5 AM local time. Ekanath Sindhi, the top state elected official, said the cause of fire is being investigated. Russian news agency say Russia has ordered setting up a commission to look into the blast. Russia's powerful investigative committee opened a criminal inquiry into the explosion and sent detective to the scene saying a truck exploded on the automobile part of Crimean Breeze from the site of Taman Peninsula. This caused 7 fuel tanks to ignite on a train heading towards Crimean Peninsula. As a result, 2 lanes partially collapsed. While officials in Moscow stopped short of blaming Kiev, and officials in Russian installed Crimea pointed the finger at Ukrainian vandals. 3 people were reported to have been killed in the blast. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Karnali Province and Sudhir Pasim Province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible in many places and heavy rain at 1 or 2 places in Karnali Province and Sudhir Pasim Province and moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the rest of the provinces. Meanwhile, the division has stated that the monsoon that started on 5th June from the eastern belt of the country will exit from the country a week after hence. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nominations for first-past-the-post system for November 20th election taking place tomorrow. Election Commission says preparations for nominations complete. Landslide in Kanaka Sundari Rural Municipality 5 kills 7 members of same family. Nepal prepares to sign flight agreement with the USA. And deadly bus-truck collision in western India's Maharashtra kills 12 people. That's the end of News Bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.